few years ago, Bob Coppedge and I took a merry band of adventurers on one of our Bob and Dan's Excellent Adventures to see the robotic roaches at Case Western Reserve University. Case biologist Dr. Roy Ritzman showed us some live roaches and then the robots they were working on to emulate some of the motions and characteristics. Such robots can be used in search and rescue missions and other activities where it's dangerous or impractical or even impossible to send in a human. It's amazing to see how the field has progressed in the last few years. At a public demo at the Great Lakes Science Center, Dr. Ritzman's colleague, Dr. Roger Quinn, brought me up to date on the combined work of world-class biologists and engineers. Isn't it great to have the best people in the world from a field come to town?
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
All right, we're speaking with Dr. Roger Quinn at Case Western Reserve University. We're here at the Great Lakes Science Center. And Roger, tell us about this event you've been having all week.
We have, we're hosting the Adaptive Motion of Animals and Machines Conference. It's an international conference. It's held every two or three years around the world. And we're hosting it this week. And there's the best people in in what we call biorobotics and the biology behind biorobotics and neurobiology, all these areas, the best people in the world are here. And what we're doing today is a public demonstration of some of our robots at the Great Lakes Science Center.
This is actually quite an honor for Case and the community and Cleveland, really, bringing these people in.
Yeah, this is definitely an honor for us. We've been doing this type of work for 20 years, so of course, it's not that big of a field, so everyone around the world that does this knows each other, and it's just a question of time until they talk you into hosting something like this. But it was a tremendous amount of work, in particular for Roy Ritzman, who's the chair. I'm the co-chair, but tremendous amount of work, but it's... It's coming off very nicely. We're actually enjoying our conference rather than just being happy it's over.
Well, that's good. You know, to a lot of our listeners and readers, they're going to think robots, it's almost science fiction or it's games or something for the future. But there's a lot of practical applications right now that you guys are dealing with, right?
Yes, there's science behind all of this. The biologists, of course, are interested in proving the science. The engineers, of course, are interested in using the what's learned from the biology to improve the robots. So, and of course, we want to make robots that can do things sooner rather than later, that can actually help. And for example, search and rescue. I'm sure everyone's read about mine collapses and people being trying to rescue people, and there are definitely cases where robots can help, and there are people that are working on that, and they would love to have improved robots that can not just get places but also have the perceptive capability so you can actually see where they are and know where they are and help find people.
Are there particular animals or insects that are extra, that really give you some of the things you're looking for with their degrees of motion and their fluidity and the things they can do that really just stand out?
Well, here you'll see robots based on cockroaches, on stick insects, and in the conference there's also salamander over there. There's also robots based on four-legged creatures like cats and dogs and mules. So you can get inspiration from lots of different places. In fact, we even have some of the researchers working with plants, inspiration from plants.
What about the two-legged robot of science fiction, the iRobot, Isaac Asimov, all that stuff? How does the human robot, when does that come?
I forgot to mention, we actually have many researchers that are making bipedal robots based on humans. In a conference, we had some very exciting work on bipedal locomotion. Robots that can jump, and they actually have artificial muscles, it was the first time I actually saw a bipedal robot that could actually jump, and actually it did it looking a lot like a human.
And how did you get into this? Were you a science fiction buff? Were you a medical buff? Were you an engineer? What's your interest?
Well, I've always been engineering type of person. And what happened as 20 years ago is a couple of my colleagues, Randy Beer and Hillel Cheel at Case Western, they came up with this artificial insect project, and it was all in simulation. And they came to me one day and said, you know, this is, works in simulation. It'd be great to see it on a robot. And I thought, you know, insect robot, how hard could that be? So here 20 years later, we're trying to make a really good insect robot, and the insects always win.
All right, listeners, that's a good thing to remember. The insects always win. We're speaking with Roger Quinn at Case Western Reserve University, and I'm going to look at some robots. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.